The Volume.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bet with any college basketball bet. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code Shannon. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us for another episode of Nightcap. I am your favorite unk. Look at your boy. Ha! Wearing that Bayou Barbie gear. I am your favorite unk, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number 85. Route runner extraordinaire.
That's him.
Ring of Fame honoree for the Bengals.
Yes, sir.
Pro Bowler for the Bengals.
Yes, sir.
All pro for the Bengals.
Yes, sir.
Liberty City's own. He reps hard for the city.
Yeah.
Chad Ochocinco, y'all know him as Mr. Real Rosado. Hey. His real last name is Johnson. So Chad Ochocinco, Real Rosado Johnson, hyphenated Johnson, that is. Please, thank you guys. Make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. And thank you so much for helping Nightcap grow to the length that we've grown. Thank you. Thank you so much. We can't say thank you enough. Please make sure you subscribe to the Nightcap podcast feed. You can listen to the podcast through the Club Shay Shay feed, but we would greatly appreciate it if you subscribe and listen through the Nightcap podcast feed. So thank you very much. Thank you guys for selling out Shea by LaPortier. We're doing the best we can because we did not expect the demand that we've been getting, but people that have tasted it for the first time, they've been repeat customers, and I can't thank you enough for that. And so we're going to get back to you. We're in stock. We're only taking pre-orders, but promise you, bro, we're going to get to all you ladies and gentlemen. And thank you. Thank you again. What else we got? Please make sure you go out and vote for the Webbies tomorrow night, 11:59 p.m. will be the last time you can vote. We are nominated, Ocho, Nightcap, Webby, Best Podcast, Best Sports Podcast, that is. Currently, we're in first place. We have 2 nominations for Club Shay Shay also. So to have 2 podcasts, and to be nominated for 3 awards. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you guys for making all of that possible. So Absolutely. Thank you guys. Continue to vote. And thank you. I buy you, Barbie. Thank you, Angel Reese, for sending your favorite on. That's my niece, y'all.
Whoa. Time out, man. What'd that say back there?
Angel Reese.
Time out.
My niece hook it up. Look at
that. Time out.
Number 10. What else she got on here?
What'd she say?
Unapologetically me. She got unapologetically her.
What that,
by you, Barbie.
That's me. That's more representation of me. You know, with that slogan, unapologetically me, is really how I've carried myself all my life. So I'm trying to understand Angel Reese, sister. Where mine at? Angel Reese, holler at your boy, man. Let me get a jacket.
No. Whoa, Ocho.
You don't even.
Can I get something in peace?
No, you getting everything. You get the awards. You got the liquor.
You get the awards too.
Yeah, but they come to you first, and now she's sending you jackets and Angel Reese, man, holler at your boy, man. Send your boy something, man. Send your boy something, man. Come on now. Come on, y'all. You got to do right now.
Can you see that?
What'd that say, Angel Reese?
Yep.
Yeah, man. Come on, man. Sis, holler at your boy now. Angel Reese. She over there in Chicago, right?
Bayou Barbie.
She over there in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Listen, her name ain't even Bayou Barbie no more. She got a new name because she in Chicago now. So her new name is Big Reese.
No,
I'm saying her new nickname is Big Reese. But you gotta
keep that.
You don't understand.
Hopefully she got that. She copyrighted.
No, she in Chicago. You not understanding. See, you missing the point. You missing the whole little lingo. She Big Reese now.
So let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
So let me ask you a question. So Debo should change his name since he ain't in the South no more, huh?
I'm just saying, if she's in Chicago, that means she's more so a resident of Chicago now. So the name change has to go because Bayou Barbie doesn't flow once you're in Chirac. So yes, Lil Reese, so she going from Lil Reese to she Big Reese. It just makes sense.
That thing catchy.
Yeah,
I mean that thing just grabbed me.
It's catchy, but it ain't catchy in Chicago. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
I guarantee you. That's how they're going to refer to her. She got that name. Yeah.
No, I changed the name. Her name now is Big Reese.
Okay.
Big Reese. Yeah. I mean, she'll understand it, and the young folk going to understand it. You ain't going to understand it because you old.
Oh, I understand. Bayou Barbie. I think Bayou Barbie, you got to understand, like, when you coming out with merchandise.
Right.
You got to think, okay, what's going to resonate? When you hear Bayou Barbie, what you think? What's the first name coming to your mind? Angel Reese?
Yeah. Yeah, but when you're in Chicago...
That's how you got to think when you're talking about a product. Huh?
Listen, we know what else is going to resonate when you playing in Chicago and they cut, hey, they go Big Reese, they're going to know what it is right off back. It's going to flow, no. Rick's going to flow real smooth. She understands. The chat know what I'm talking about.
It doesn't sound like...
See, you're not understanding, baby. You got to catch up with the times. That old technology.
Nah, Bayou Barbie resonates. Bayou Barbie is catchy.
Yeah.
You got to have something that rolls off the tongue. You got to have something that when the people hear, they automatically think. When you hear in football, when you hear the sheriff,
right.
Who you think of? Peyton Manning.
Right, but see... It's hard for me to explain it to you in terms that you're going to understand unless you know the background about people in Chicago that have the name and the name I'm referring to. So Big Reese, it really makes sense based on her being in Chicago at this time now. It's going to be hard for me.
Ocho, I don't like to, you know, I don't think I'm breaking a lot of news to anybody else, but I was born in Chicago.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You and GD too with me and Obama?
No.
No. Okay. Let me know. Now I didn't know you were born in Chicago. Okay, talk.
I was, yes.
Okay. Well, how you got way to the country then?
The question is how my mom got way to Chicago. Now, my dad, brothers, they all from Reedsville.
Okay.
But they ended up going to, you know, look, during that time, you get the hell out of the South. It was the Great Migration.
Oh, yeah.
You went to Detroit. You went to Chicago. You went to New York. You would get the hell away from the South.
Oh, yeah.
Because of Jim Crow, because of segregation.
Yes, sir.
And you wanted at least some resemblance of a chance to make it. So blacks were leaving by the thousands. As soon as they graduated high school, they're like, I'm leaving here by hook or crook. a lot of men joined the military to get the hell away from there. And a lot of them went because, you know, Detroit, the automobile industry.
Yes, sir.
New York was, you know, up and coming, you know, Chicago. But they wanted to get away from what the South had to offer.
Right.
And so my dad went there. My mom had already had my sister. Hey, she's like, hell, we going to Chicago. My mom went to New York for a little while and ended up in Chicago. My mom's still there. My mom's been there since 19, off and on. Basically, she's been there since 62. So my mom's been there over 60 years.
Right. So how often, I never hear you really talk about Chicago. How often do you visit Chicago in general? Or it's just, you don't really visit it much?
Not often.
Okay.
Not often.
I hear you.
My mom comes to visit me. Because I don't know anything. I left when I was 2. So I haven't really had no connections. So
really,
nothing. I've only been back.
Right. Nothing there really resonates with you.
Nah.
Yeah. I never forget, man. Those I'm saying, you know, I have extensive ties to Chicago. And I'm just the reflection. And when me and Obama were younger back in those days, I mean, we had some good times. Obviously, we went in 2 different career paths. Him obviously going on to be the president of the United States and me going on to play in the NFL. And everything has come full circle. And I just seeing how far we've come from where we started is commendable on both parts.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people like in the South, being born in the South, you picked cotton, you did manual labor.
Whoa,
and
cotton.
Cotton was big in the South. Hell yeah. Well,
you're not that old now.
I'm saying my parents. My parents. Boy, No.
Are you scared me for
by the time I came along, they were no longer picking cotton by hand.
They had
machines to pick the cotton.
Right.
But back then, they didn't have no, you were the machine. Your black ass was the machine.
Yeah.
So all the things, like, I'm looking now how they do all this stuff. I'm like, y'all got machines to plant all these crops?
We
planted that stuff by hand.
Yeah. They listen, technology came along. Matter of fact, man, if you think about it, think of how everything is evolving now, where AI.
Not soon enough,
but.
they got my black ass out in them fields.
Yeah, but this is the thing. You talk about not soon enough, but in a minute, ain't gonna be no job for us because technology and computers and AI is taking over everything. So there's gonna be no need for the human in a minute.
Well, they don't need my boy, and they can't. And I ain't telling my jokes to the AI machine. I ain't telling him. So he's gonna have so much information. But what we got? Oh, so that's what it was. So Angel, again, thank you so much. Best of luck to you and Camilla. The Twin Towers, the new Twin Towers in Chicago.
Oh, that's right. Cardozo there too.
Yeah.
Man, somebody, Angel Reese, send your boy a jacket, man. Holla. I'm a large. Miss Cardozo, if you got anything, matter of fact, you know what? Any WNBA players, I want to support you. If you got any type of apparel, man, send it to my P.O. box. just holla at your boy. I'm a large. I'm coming to the game. We got to go to the games.
Okay.
Listen, the people, the world in general, we need to support the WNBA.
I'm definitely going to a Las Vegas Aces game.
Yeah.
I gotta see
Asia
and Kelsey.
Yeah,
Chelsea.
They nice.
They be hooping. Nice. So I'm definitely going to a Las Vegas Aces game.
I have one question. I don't mean to jump off topic. I know we talk about Angel Reese and them young ladies in Chicago and the Aces. What do we need to do? Obviously, you would know better than I am, as far as the pay up to where it should be. Because I saw, obviously, on Twitter what Caitlin Clark's pay would be this year. And come on now.
Well, that has to go with advertisers. That has to go with sponsors. That goes with television rights and things of that nature.
Okay.
There's a reason why NFL, because, you know, you have to realize the league is only 20 plus years old.
Yes, sir.
You know, NFL didn't always make this money.
right.
MLB and NBA players didn't always mm-hmm. make this money. Mm-hmm. But as the television rights grew,
right.
as you know, teams expanded and right. sponsors and advertisers realized mm-hmm. the reach that athletes have,
right.
then advertisers, sponsors, television rights all of a sudden got on because mm-hmm. it's still live events is where it's at.
Right.
Football, mainly NFL, mm-hmm. mainly NFL, mm-hmm. especially in North America.
Yes, sir.
But it's the live events. It's the football, the MLB, the NBA. But give the women time.
Yeah.
Eventually, they're going to get there. Now, they're not going to make what the men make.
Well, obviously
they're not going to make that. But I get what you're saying.
It needs to be much, much better than what I saw yesterday.
But that's going to come with advertising. That's going to come with sponsorship. That's going right. to come with TV rights. And yeah. hopefully with this new crop of women, mm-hmm. led by Caitlin Clark and mm-hmm. Cameron Brink and Rekia Jackson, Cardosa, mm-hmm. Angel Reese, with those influx combined with what's already there.
Mm-hmm.
Now you talk about Asia Wilson, you got a DT, you got a Bree Stewart,
right.
you got a Jonquel Jones, you got a Nescu,
mm-hmm.
you got talent that's already there.
Yeah.
Infused with this new talent.
Yes, sir.
So hopefully they can build on the momentum that's been mm-hmm. generated over the last several years. And it starts growing.
And also with the public, the eyes, the viewership, the people attending the games, making sure the games sell out, that also helps as well as far as... Okay, yeah. okay.
Well, absolutely.
But it comes down
to sponsorship. It comes right. down to the big agencies, the big corporations
right.
wanting to be a part of this,
right.
like they want to be a part of the NFL, like they want to be a part of the NBA, mm-hmm. like they want to be a part of MLB.
Yeah,
that's when the revenue grows.
Right.
And think about, and also TV rights. There's
yeah.
a reason why they added an extra game.
Yeah.
You see what the NBA did?
Yeah.
They added a play-in.
Yeah.
So guess what we get? We get three extra games. So we got two last night. We got mm-hmm. two tonight. The losers both play again. So mm-hmm. guess what? We got three extra games.
Yeah.
Boom. Advertisers pay for that. I mean, TV pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
NFL, what did they do? They used to play 12 games. Then they went to 14. Then they went to 16.
16.
They added 17.
17.
Guess what? It used to be six playoff teams. They got seven.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball, they got to play in. You see how they do it?
Yeah.
You want more, you got to give them more.
Right.
So, you know, they're trying to add teams to the mm-hmm. WNBA.
Yep. But hey, it's going to come. They're going to have a team from here in Florida.
But all things being equal,
mm-hmm.
you know what needs to happen?
Yes, sir.
Men talking, women need to go take their ass to the games too. That's what needs to happen.
Right.
Women need to support women.
Right.
Women are the biggest haters of women.
I ain't breaking news to nobody. I ain't never thought about it.
I know you didn't. Yeah. That's what women need to go. Go to the game, women.
You think so? Even in their sport, though? I mean,
I ain't talking about their sport. They play the sport. I'm talking about women go sit their ass in the stands and watch and cheer.
Okay, I see what you mean.
That's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about that.
Matter of fact, think about this. Think about the turnout. I hate using the comparison like this. Think about how the women come out in droves. When it's a Beyonce concert.
Yeah.
Or it's a Nicki Minaj concert.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's a Meg Thee Stallion concert. Or Lotto.
Yes.
Or any of those young ladies.
Right.
If they got the same support and had that same energy when it mm-hmm. came to the WNBA, things would be different.
Yes.
I know one thing. I know what I'm doing this year when they league start. I'm from the city hop and go support it. Everybody from the WNBA that send me a jersey or a jacket, I'm going to the game.
Yeah, you know, I had to wrap the jacket because you know what I do is that you know I what I
how
do
you got it. The jacket? That's what I'm trying
whoa,
to understand.
Whoa, she's trying to sell merchandise. So what you do?
You send it what to me.
Let me ask you a question. What does when Pharrell Williams took over as the creative director of Louis Vuitton?
Right.
Who was the first athlete he gave stuff to?
Me,
LeBron James.
Now I had it first.
What you got? Let me see.
You want me to show it to you?
Yeah, let me see. Let me see the 2024 stuff.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna show you a jacket real quick. Hold on.
Man, get out of here. Man, for real, we wouldn't even dare to die in no mess like that. You look like you standing on the yard at Pelican Bay.
What you talk about? Boy, this Louis Vuitton 2025. This ain't even out yet. What you talking about?
and hopefully it don't come out. hopefully you have the only sample piece.
Hey, you hold on. Look, you see the material? You know what this is?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's alpaca.
Alfalfa?
No, alpaca. Now you can't even get this. This $25,000 flannel right here. Alpaca.
No.
Hold on, let me put this back because I gotta put it back in the glass case.
Yeah, the moth love it.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, I thought you was bringing me out something that was made of vicuña.
Oh, no, nah, that's
you know expensive. What vicuña is?
Who?
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Wait, what's the name? What's the name?
Vicuña.
What's vicuña?
It's very expensive material. Vicuña? The suit started about $25,000-$30,000.
Oh, well, shoot, that alpaca I just showed you. Now, you know, you listen, you spend anything on that, if you spill anything on that, hey.
But if you think about it, Ocho, that's how it goes. These, be it Louis Vuitton or Gucci or Tiffany.
They go to the most, Jay-Z, the Beyonce, the athletes are the most right? visible.
There you go.
Yeah.
So niece sent it to her aunt. Said, "Aunt, put this out there for me." She said, "Put this on." Gotcha. No problem.
Wow. PSA, dear WNBA players, I'm Chad. I would love to wear your merch in public and on nightcap. Please.
We'll get you a jacket.
Yeah, I want everybody's stuff now. I want everybody's stuff. If in exchange for your apparel, I will be showing up to a game to wear courtside. Thank you. I appreciate it. You send it, I pay for everything else.
Yep. Praise and I'm purchase the league. Hey, purchase the league pass.
Oh, you late. I've been did that.
It's only $37. I'm gonna get the league pass. I'll be watching some games.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like I said, Aces on my team. It used to be the Comets.
Time out. You're going to jump way from L.A. all the way to Vegas, and you're a Laker fan.
I used to like the Comets. I like Cynthia Cooper. I like Coop and Swoop.
Yeah, Coop and Knight. Oh, they were nice in their day. They were nice, boy.
Yeah.
Sure,
but,
nice.
You know, Asia with the Lady Gamecocks. So, you know, I got to cheer for the Lady Gamecocks.
That's right. That's right.
So I got to rock with them. Hey, well, but now with this new
Asia played a 2 or 3.
She's mainly a 4.
Okay. So she'd be like AD. She's basically like AD.
Yeah, she'll play the 5, but her game has expanded so much. She really wasn't didn't shoot the 3. She can shoot the 3 now. She got a mid-range shot, kind of like Breonna Stewart. Yeah. Breonna Stewart, her game, she can shoot the 3. She can take your mid-range pull-up. Yeah. She can play with her back to the basket. That's why her and Asia, they're the two best players in the WNBA.
Right.
Because of the expansion, because of how they've expanded their game.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're unbelievable. And I love to see them bang go head to head.
Yeah.
So it's a great matchup. The WNBA is in great hand because as these older players, the DT starts to move on. You know, Asia's already settled in. Breonna Stewart has already settled in. You got Inescu, and now you bring Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, and you bring Cameron Brink, and you bring Camila Cardoso. Mm-hmm. You bring these, and you know they got Full Wiley coming, and they got other guys. Hey, Paige Beckers is coming next year. Good hands,
I like that. I like that.
Ocho, let's get to the game tonight. The Philadelphia 76ers beat the Miami Heat in the 7-8 play-in game. And now they're the number 7 seed. And so now they will face the Knicks on Saturday. Nicholas Batum came off the bench, had a monster game with a season high 20 points on 6 made threes. Joel Embiid led all scores with 23 points on 6 of 17 shootings, 15 rebounds, 5 assists. The Sixers went into halftime down 51-39, were constantly booed by the Philly faithful. We know how the Philly fans are.
Yeah,
they had 12 first half turnovers. Philly bench got it going, led by Batum. They had 36 points, the bench did, led by Batum's 20. A pivotal block on Hero late in the fourth quarter to seal the game. This puts Philly into the playoff series as the number 7 seed, which is huge because it lets them avoid the Boston Celtics in the first round. The Knicks will be a tough matchup, no doubt. Jalen Brunson is playing unbelievable. They did get Mitchell Robinson back. Mm-hmm. OG came back. OG Anunoby is back. So this is going to be a tough matchup. According to Shams, Jimmy Butler is feared to have suffered an MCL injury and probably will miss the matchup. Who would they play?
They're playing the Hawks.
The Miami Heat. The Bulls because the Bulls won.
No.
The Bulls won. The Heat played the Bulls. The Bulls beat the Hawks. The Hawks are eliminated.
Hawks out. Okay. You're right.
Yeah.
But listen, I don't think knowing Jimmy Butler, I don't know the extent of his injury, but knowing him, even though it's an MCU, I know that's very, very important. Very important. I don't think he's gonna miss no time.
He's going to miss some time. If it's an MCL,
If it's an MCL. That I think Shams is suggesting that's what it might be, right? He's not reporting that's what it is. Which one is it? What do you think? Because he continued playing the rest of the game.
But you know how injuries are. Sometimes you're able to finish the game because adrenaline.
And
he did that thing, and then that thing, you're like, woo!
Yeah.
I've had a teammate to play. He tore his ACL on the first play on kickoff and played the rest of the game.
Whoa, it must have been a partial tear.
Tore it.
Oh, God of hell.
Hey, kept playing. Taped it up. Told him that his knee hurt, but he'll be okay.
Right.
He finished the game. ACL done for the season. So, tonight, let's see. Tyler Hero had 25. Bam Adebayo had 10. Jimmy Butler had 19. They got 10 points off the bench from Kevin Love, and they got 15 off the bench from their rookie, Jaime Jaquez Jr. But they couldn't hold that lead because Nicholas Batum came off the bench. He made 6 of 10 threes.
He was cutting up from 3, man. I don't know who buddy is. And, you know, I'm talking about we. Obviously, I'm from Miami, so I am a Heat fan for those that don't know. Watching the game, I thought we had the game in hand. And the one thing that I've learned about the game of basketball, the times that I have watched it, I don't watch it very often, but obviously I'm locked in and focused because it was a playing game. I'm like, oh, well, goddamn. At the half, I'm like, you know what? I'm good. I'm going to go out here. I'm going to smoke a cigar and listen to a little bit of Frank Sinatra. And I'm going to come back for the fourth quarter because I know we're going to be up. I come back in front of the TV. Well, goddamn, we down by 2. I'm like, what the hell happened? Now, I understand the game of basketball is
that
a game
three-point
of,
shot happened.
Is a game of runs.
Yes.
And I'm like, where Buddy come from? Mm-hmm. Buddy come from out of nowhere. And obviously, with Embiid not being as healthy and effective as we're normally used to seeing him be when he's healthy, right. We're supposed to win this game. You're supposed to take advantage of him not being fully healthy and not being as effective as he normally is. And we still lose.
Miami played a lot of zone because obviously you don't have anybody to do anything with Joel Embiid.
No.
They forced the Sixers to turn the ball over a lot in the first half because they was really stagnant. They were just standing around like, okay, who's going to do something? Mm-hmm. You've got to swing the ball. Sometimes the ball's got to touch the middle and then go to the weak corner or the strong corner.
Right.
So, but they were just standing around. Once they started moving the ball, once they started, hey, everybody stop standing around. Mm-hmm. Guys found creases, guys hit shot. Nicholas Batum was the biggest reason because all of a sudden he expanded because he started shooting over the top of the zone.
Yeah. And once he starts shooting like that, it pulls everything else out.
It pulls everything out. Now you got the guarding.
Yep.
And now you could now Joel Embiid is able to find a little crease. Mm-hmm. But like I said, Joe is not healthy. Mm-hmm. And that's very, very unfortunate. But he still was able to give you 23-15. 9 of 10 free throws. He gets to the free throw line a lot. Kelly Oubre came on, played really well late in the game. Mm-hmm. Tyrese Maxey was Tyrese Maxey. They're going to need a little bit more out of Tobias Harris if they want to get past the Knicks.
Yeah.
But I think this is going to be a great series. It has the potential to go at least six. I'm thinking probably seven games.
Who you got in that series?
Man, for me, if Joel Embiid was healthy, oh, I would take Joel. I would take the Sixers all the way, 1,000%.
Right.
But you know what? Because Stephen A. is going to take the Knicks, and I'm going to try to get a bet out of him. I ride with the Sixers. I rock with the Sixers.
I like it.
But Jalen Brunson.
Hey, well,
I'm trying to think who's going to draw the assignment on Brunson. Probably Kelly Oubre. Probably they'll run Oubre Jr. and Tobias Harris because those are the best perimeter defenders. Oh, Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry's a bulldog
He's tough. And listen, it's tough. But everybody you just named, and that's no disrespect to those young fellas, but we on an ISO game, pick game, even he taking him off the dribble in general. He's at an advantage from a skill set perspective.
I like the length of Harris and Oubre versus Kyle Lowry.
Okay.
I understand Kyle Lowry is tough. But I like 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", possibly defend him as opposed to Kyle Lowry being more his size.
But also,
obviously, your eyes light up. You're like, y'all got that little dude guarding me?
Yeah, but then what happens? You put somebody 6'7", 6'9", up there against someone that's much faster and a little bit more skilled, he getting round and through that anyway.
Nah.
Unless you got help.
Well, I mean, obviously, but you got 7'2" in there. You know, so he's still a very good defender.
Yeah.
So, but I think that's got to how to do it. But Maxey is going to have a phenomenal game. And I think he's more than capable of. So I'm looking for a 6 or 7 game series in that one. But like as Shams is reporting, Jimmy Butler is feared to have suffered an MCL injury. Remember, he reported last night about Zion and hamstring. And Zion's not playing tomorrow night. So normally, look, Ocho, you know when they start reporting injuries. Now, they ain't just pulling this stuff out of the sky.
Oh, so somebody, okay. Especially somebody like Shams. He know what he's talking about, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the 76ers hold on to beat the Miami Heat 105-104. They're the 7th seed. Travel to New York. Take on the 2-seed Knicks, led by Jalen Brunson, who had a phenomenal year. Should be all NBA. It's going to be very interesting because this is the first year you don't have positions all NBA. You take the best 5 players. So you might have Jokic is going to be the center. And you might have 3 guards. You might have Shea Gilgeous. You might have Brunson. And you might have Luka. And then that leaves one spot for Jason Tatum, Giannis, or KD. Or LeBron. So it's going to be very, very interesting how this thing plays out because I'm interested to see because it's going to be the first time that you might have 3 guards because normally you have a big, a 5, a 3 and a 4 yeah. and a point and a 2. But now this says, hey, if we got if the 5 best players are all bigs, first team all NBA, well, here we come.
Woo.
So I'm nice. Interested to see who makes up because that goes a long way because that determines who gets the max deals. Ocho, they you know, you make an all NBA team, you make a defensive team,
right.
You win an MVP. So now all of a sudden the contract that's worth 250 all of a sudden goes to 350.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested to see how that plays out. In the second game, Chicago.
Boy, that goddamn Kobe, that goddamn Kobe White, what?
Kobe White, 131-116 over the Hawks. Their season is over. Now, Chicago Bulls travel to Miami to take on probably without Jimmy Butler, the Miami Heat. DeMar DeRozan had 22. Nikola Vucevic had 24. Kobe White, 15 of 21, 3 of 7 from the 3, 9 of 10 from the free throw line, 42 points. Caruso got stepped on by Andre Drummond at 6. Mm-hmm. And DeSumo had 19. As they do an unbelievable job. Trey coming back, didn't shoot the ball well from 3, neither did Bogdanovich. And they lose 131-116.
Yeah.
But like you said, Kobe White had it going tonight. 42 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals on 72% field goal shooting. Did somebody see, you know what he did? He said, hold on. I know a guy that used to play in this building that went to the school that I went to.
Yeah.
You know what? Baby, I have me one of them old Jordan Knight.
Listen, perfect. When opportunity presents itself, that's what happens when you take advantage of it. Injury, I'm in, Showtime playing tournament. What better way to show up than tonight's game for Kobe White? Now, what makes players from stars to superstars is being able to do what Kobe White did tonight and do it consistently. Can I consistently do it night in and night out? Maybe not 40 something a night, but you get in that 25, that 30 range and do it consistently. Oh yeah. Man. They're gonna have to come see you.
Yeah, Ocho. He's gonna be in the running for most improved.
Yeah.
He had an unbelievable season. I think he averaged right around 20 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Malik Monk is gonna be in the running. Mm-hmm. Naz Reid for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah.
There are a couple of other guys. Norman Powell for the Clippers. But Kobe White had a phenomenal season. He couldn't have picked a better time. Isn't he up for a contract? Or did he re-sign last year? Did they extend him last year? But he played absolutely unbelievable.
Right.
That's what you need to have. You need to look, you count on Debo. DeMar DeRozan normally is going to give you a phenomenal night. He's going to give you somewhere in between 20, 25.
Yeah.
You know what you're going to get with Vooch. Mm-hmm. Vooch is a double-double machine. He's going to give you somewhere 18 to 20 double-digit rebounds. So, you know, I'm counting on those guys. Now, you tell me that Kobe White is going to give me 25, because he normally give you 19 to 20. What do you normally have? Okay, so he's on the contract. Yeah. But what's the average for the seeds? Like 20.21, 20.5? But he was right there around a 20-point score, mm-hmm. but he doubled it.
Right.
And so...
Man, that's nice.
19.1. So, 19-20. But they got, you know, they did an unbelievable job tonight on limiting on Trey. Made him take some very tough and contested shots. DeJounte Murray played 46 minutes. Hunter played 42. Trey Young played 43. Wow.
You got to. You ain't got
Yeah, you go at home because Debo played 44, Kobe White played 43, DeSumo played 41, did a great job making it tough on Trey
mm-hmm.
because they started small. They started DeSumo, they started Caruso, they started Kobe White, DeMar DeRozan, and Vucevic.
Right.
And that was to combat the three-guard lineup, Bogdanovich, DeJounte Murray, and Trey Young. So that was unbelievable. Kobe White. He got it going early, and he didn't cool off late.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
So they play your Miami Heat.
We probably gonna win.
You want to put something on it?
you want to bet. I ain't even no gambling man, but for this right now, you know, this is one thing. It all comes down to coaching, okay?
Man, you ain't gonna talk me to death. You want to bet yes or no?
Spoelstra is the best coach in the NBA because he does the most with the least. Now, if you want to bet,
Yes or no?
Put some on the flow fund. Put some on the float in. Put some on the float. Make it light on yourself. Make it light on yourself. Boy, my pockets is deep. What you trying to do? Talk to me.
Whatever you want. Make it light on yourself.
Huh?
What you want?
Come, I'm waiting on you. You call it. You call it. I mean, you talking like you what? Huh?
See, I don't, you know what? Take your glasses off right quick. Take your glasses off. Lucy, your eye. See that look right there? That's what I want to bet. The look on your face when you lose.
Nah, see, you scared. That's what I want right there. Hey, put that money up, huh? Put that money up now. I know I don't like to spend, but hey, come on now, talk to me. Put it on the floor. If you put it on the floor, I guarantee I'm going to pick it up.
500.
500 what?
$500.
Oh, you bet. And that, but you, man, $500.
Saw him coming. I ain't want to do that. I'm like, huh? I don't know about all that. Okay. $500. Saw him coming.
That ain't nothing, man. That's Air Force One money. What you trying to do?
Ocho,
talk to me.
Ocho, I got great news for you. What Angel happened? Reese was watching. She said, okay, you fly. Chad, I'm going to send you one.
Shout out to you, man. Hey, appreciate that, Big Reese. Appreciate that, Big Reese. And don't forget, I gave you the nickname Big Reese when it catch on in Chicago. Yeah, now, you man. And I'm wearing my jacket to the game. I'm going to sit courtside in Chicago.
Hey, niece, keep by you, Barbie. That thing, that's catchy. That real night. And guess what?
What?
They're going to come out with a doll. Look just like Angel Reese, Bayou Barbie.
Ooh, Bayou Barbie, a.k.a. Big Reese.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm talking about right there. So
I got me a jacket.
Thank you for watching. We appreciate that. And best of luck this year, your rookie season, the WNBA. I know you're going to do well.
Yeah, don't forget to eat McDonald's.
We saw you working on that three ball, that tray ball. They were looking good, too.
Keep it going. Don't forget your McDonald's.
Nah, don't eat that bull. Don't eat that. Don't eat that. She's in training right now. She's getting ready for the season.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I did. You eat McDonald's to get ready for the season. It's all about preparation.
No.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for our first segment of the night, and it's a news cap.
News cap. Newscap.
Zion Williamson will not play in the Pelicans playing game on Friday because of a hamstring injury. Zion brought his best against LeBron and the Lakers last night, only for the worst to happen once again. Dang. As great as he is, how can the Pelicans commit to a player who can't stay on the floor? Various injuries had limited Zion, although he played like 70-plus games this year.
Yeah.
And the number one overall pick, and he showed you last night was a glimpse of why. 40, 11, and 5 before he went out of the ball game.
Oh, yeah.
And he had it going. In five NBA seasons, he's been limited to 184 of a possible 410 games. Man, boy, the Lakers, hey, I was nervous.
Oh, you know yeah. Listen, if he, listen, I watched the game now. If Zion doesn't go out, if Zion doesn't go out, I don't know if the Lakers get away with that one.
Yeah, look.
I don't know if they get away with that one.
Had me nervous.
That boy playing some ball. You hear me?
Yeah,
he was playing some ball. And I heard some of you just said when you were talking about how does the team commit to someone who constantly continues to get injured. You know how? When you get performances like that before he got injured. Because how many people can come in there, or how many players in the NBA can come in a playing game and just at any point drop 40 like it's nothing and do it consistently? In the paint, strong, mid-range strong. I'm not sure how he is at the perimeter. I'm not sure about that.
No, that's not his game. His game
is in the paint. When it comes to driving or in the paint or man, playing it with it back to the basket, well, he's special now.
Oh, he's special. I mean, the way he can contort his body, a man that size is slithery. The way he can bounce, one bounce, miss the shot, back up again. He's very, very nimble for a man that size.
Yeah.
He's not supposed to be able to move like he does at that size.
That size.
God didn't make a whole lot of people like Zion Williamson. Mm-hmm. And he's a very, very special talent. Mm-hmm. I think he understands that.
Right.
Some of that, you know, like I said, a lot of these injuries, Ocho, is because a man his size is not supposed to be able to do what he does.
Yeah.
You know, an 18-wheeler is not supposed to go at 150 miles an hour and stop like a smart car.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're asking. You're asking a man that size to have that level of explosiveness.
Yeah.
Up, down, mm-hmm. hundreds of times a night over an 82-game season.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, he plays 70 this year, which is
yes,
very
that's
good.
What I'm saying.
Which is very good. So that means he's doing something right. The team that he has around him is doing something right. Now, the one thing that worries me with the Pelicans going forward is obviously he had a great game. He had 40-11, and I'm not sure what the rebounds were. But
40-11 is rebound, 40 rebounds. He had 40 points, 11 rebounds.
Oh, 11 rebounds. Assists. Oh, 5 assists. Okay, my bad. But Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum shot a combined 8 for 27.
Yes.
8 for 27. So what do they need to do to make sure if Zion is out, that means them two got to be on fire, basically. They got to be at least giving you 20-25 apiece along with CJ, the supporting cast as well.
CJ had an off night last night. Prior to that game, he was scorching from the three-point line. Yeah. He was shooting over 50% from the three line, free ball from the three-point line over the last seven, eight games.
Mm-hmm.
He was off. B.I. just got back Sunday because he had missed 12 games because of Brent. And so, no, they got him on a minutes restriction.
Why would they do that? Wait, I mean, I understand a minute restriction, but why would you put them on a minute restriction when the game is of importance like that?
They say so we understand it's important,
Now you got to play the Kings. So what you going to do with him next when it's time to play the Kings? You just got to put him out there.
The only way
to get back is by playing basketball or any sport.
Yeah. But you know, the thing is with these, see, you looking at it from a football perspective.
Yes, sir.
They looking at it from a basketball perspective because what we do in football, they say, you only going to play X amount. You only going to play one side of the ball anyway. So you're never going to. I mean, occasionally they might say, okay, getting back, we're going to let you go 20 plays.
Yeah.
We're going to let you go. But as a basketball player, you got to go because guess what? You're on offense and then you got to go play defense. And they're saying, you know what, we'd rather have Brandon. And that's why they're very cautious with Zion.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you said, we saw what he's capable of doing.
Right.
He's a generational talent.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to keep him healthy as we possibly can. But this was a freak injury. Think about it. He goes up and dunks the ball. He's coming down the court. He hears himself say, hey, come get me. Mm-hmm. He knows something immediately.
Yeah.
Athletes know their body. He knew it immediately. As soon as he started running up the court, what'd he do? He throw his hand up, say, come get me.
Mm-hmm.
They came and got him, and that's what happened. So it's very, very unfortunate. It's going to be a very tall task to be the very, very talented Sacramento Kings team led by D. Fox, De'Aaron Fox. It, Swiper, it's sensational. Mm-hmm. Can get to the basket, can shoot the three mid-range. Oh, he's super, super quick. Sabonis, double-double king. Mm-hmm. Keegan Murray had an outstanding game last night shooting the three ball. This is a very, very difficult. This is a very dangerous team. And without Zion and possibly B.I. on a minutes restriction,
right?
Oh, it's going to take Herb Jones, Trey Murphy the third, and C.J. is going to have to do a lot of heavy lifting.
Yeah.
A lot of heavy lifting. And Grand Theft Alvarado,
mm-hmm.
he got his hand cut out with Swiper Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, he be putting them on skates.
I mean, well, shit. Well, hell, when I think about it, but where do we get the production from with Zion being out? So that means everything is on Brandon Ingram, is on C.J. McCollum. Mm-hmm. Well, they have to damn near be so efficient from the field and kind of make up for the lost production with Zion being out.
Right. But they can get hot. There's one thing about them. They can get hot from the three.
Yeah.
And they can shoot you out of the gym from the three, especially C.J., Trey, and Herb.
Yeah.
And so they're going to have to rely a lot on the three ball. Valanciunas is going to have to do a hell of a job, because the one thing about Sabonis, he will crash the board.
Oh, yeah.
And you can ill afford to give team second chance and so many cracks. And because eventually those shots are going to go in, those second chances are going to go in.
Right.
And so those second chance points starts to pile up, mm-hmm. as the offensive rebounds start to pile up.
Right.
So they're going to have to be on their best effort. There's no question about that. So that's what happens. They play tomorrow night, right? They play tomorrow night. Friday? Hell, I'm thinking tonight, Thursday. They play Friday night. And when do Miami and them play? Saturday? Yes, Miami plays Saturday. Okay. So that's it. Huh? Both games are Friday? Oh, got shafted. Miami and Philly.
Mm-hmm.
They really got... The NBA announced Wednesday that Jontay Porter... I did not know this, but he's the brother of Michael Porter Jr. The Denver Nuggets. Yes, that's his brother. Has been banned for life from the league due to his violation of gambling rules. Jontay Murray got banned for life for $20,000. Ocho, in his NBA playing career, he made basically $2.4 million. In gambling on the NBA, he made about $22,000. You see what I say, Ocho? You hustling backwards. Now, you tell me the situation where you say, you know what? Hey, check this out. Ocho, bet $2.4 million for a chance to win $22,000.
Man, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I think that's an addiction. I think that's an addiction at that point. I think that's an addiction at that point when you're actually playing the game and betting on the game that you're actually playing in. I can see if it's betting on other sports or betting in other areas or aspects of life.
Yes.
That you can bet on, but your own games that you're playing in just to earn a little extra. Now, I understand. In a sense, I want to see it from his perspective as far as, you know what, I don't make as much money as some of these other fools are making, and I need a little extra on the side.
Okay. Well, guess what?
You're not going to be making nothing
what they're making now.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what you're going to be doing?
You're right.
You about to go get your regular. You about to go. Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But people going to look at you like you got to be the biggest damn fool.
Yeah.
Because you made $2.4 million, mm-hmm. and you lost your entire career for $22,000.
Yeah. You're right about that.
How big a fool must you be?
Yeah. Hey, matter of fact, you talk about $2.4. Slice that in half too, baby.
Okay, 1.2.
Slice that in half.
Well, how much are we taking off this 20? How much are we taking off this 22? Because you got to pay taxes on that too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
How much are we slicing off that?
I mean, you know what's funny? It's bad all the way around. Either way, it's bad all the way around. I mean, him actually gambling, and obviously you know the reason why he was doing it. It's only because he wasn't making
the thrill,
some other
Ocho.
Players make. That's ridiculous,
Ocho,
man.
It's the thrill. Ocho, it's the thrill. Why you think Michael Jordan go and bet $100,000 a hand? He worth two. Because 100, 100, the only thing that gives you that rush of the sport that you played is that. Because this, like, you don't know what's going to happen. You, like, you sit on, you playing blackjack. And you wait, okay. They put that face card up. Come on, Ace. Give it to me. That's the only thing that give you that rush.
Right.
Bro.
Ah, man.
That's make it make sense. And people stop. Stop saying, well, they have gambling. They bet you can't. You can't bet. I don't know what it was, but when I was in there, they had a big sign.
Right.
That when you walked in the room, no gambling, no gambling. On the bowl games.
Yeah.
No gambling.
Yeah.
You want to bet on the ponies? Don't bet on football if you're a football player. Don't bet on basketball if you're an NBA player.
Yeah.
How hard is that to comprehend?
Hey,
I mean, people drive me crazy when they say stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, they got gambling and they allow these, stop having these parties. Stop.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, of course, the public is going to make excuses for them. Talk about, we have sponsorship, we have deals, we have all these other things that are going on. But as players, if they say you can't gamble, you can't gamble. And I don't think it starts now. I think the gambling stems from you doing it long before you even made it. Because anything that's an addiction, when you get to the pinnacle of your childhood dream, you made it to the NBA, you made it to the NFL, or whatever sport you might play, if it says there is no gambling, it should be very easy not to gamble. It's the fact that at this point, even though you made it, now it's become an addiction that started long before you even made it. I think that's the problem.
Ocho, we all did stuff. I mean, shoplifted, stole or something.
Damn.
But when you got to be an adult, you can't go in stores and shoplift. You know you can't take things. So this notion where he had this, no, he did not have this problem because he had no money.
Right.
What the hell he gambling on?
Well, you know, you to play small, get like me with the quarters. You know, you play little small stuff with your homeboys.
Get like rest of America and go out and get another job. That's what you have to do. That's the get like he talking about, right? That's what you're talking about?
Hey, matter of fact, hold on.
Yeah.
Did y'all play that when you was little? Remember the quarters? Get like me?
Yeah.
Y'all might have had a different name for it, though.
Yeah. We play ahead. We flip the coin, get like me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, for sure. I'm like, bro. That's what I don't get. Tripping. I said to say, people got upset at me for what I said about Calvin Ridley, and I'm glad he was able to come back. But I'm like, bro, think about this. He lost $11 million 1 year to try to win $1,500, $2,000. Do y'all understand? Mm-hmm. 11. So if I gave it, Chad, if I gave you $11 million. I say, here's $11 million, but I want you to wager to try to win $2,500, to try to win $3,000. Y'all will look at me like I'm a damn fool.
Mm-hmm.
So how y'all looking at these professional athletes that know they can't gamble, make the kind of money that they're making? Ocho, even if he making, how many people in the real world you think is going to make $2.4 million in their lifetime? He's made that on a couple of years.
Yeah.
So nobody's going to have empathy for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to give the chat $11 million. Now, I need you guys to wager that to try to win $3,000. You know what? I like y'all. I want you to, you know what? I like y'all so much. I want you to put your 10 to 11 million up to try to win $100,000. How big of a fool must you be?
Yeah. You know, at times when you have
it
money.
It says you can't get Ocho. It says you can't.
Yeah.
And you going to bet, you take the under, you betting on your own team. At least say, you know, I don't want no part of this.
Yeah.
I don't want to. He bet, take the over, take the under. And the guy he giving the information to, he won 1.8. He won 22,000. You lost your career giving somebody else some information. And guess what? The bookie dimed him out. He said he telling me with the game that he was hurt.
Whoa, that's what's
being reported.
The bookie snitched on him?
Boy, when them feds come, They'll make you tell them everything they need to know. Oh, your social security number.
Oh, you're damn right. Oh, they pinched him. Okay. I was finna say
they did more than pinch him. 15. Okay, well, here it is. His name is Yes Sir.
They can do that?
I'm going to tell them everything. I'm going to say, let me tell y'all what happened when Ocho was in the third grade. We had this teacher named Miss Thompson. He flat her tires. Wait. You know what? I'm going to tell them everything they need to know.
Hold on. 15 what? They threatened him with 15 what?
Years.
Oh, my.
And they said, well, I can't. Hey, Ocho, I swear to God, I had a homeboy. He told the judge, gave him 25 years. He said, Judge, I can't do all that time. The judge told him, say, do what you can. I don't know how much you can do, but do what you can. That's it. He said, Judge, I can't do all that time. The judge told him, do what you can. Whatever you can do, just do that.
Hey, that's funny. Now that's funny. Just do what you can, huh?
Do what you can, Ocho. But I don't get people.
I don't listen. It's one thing about it. We love to do things that are illegal in life in general. We never think about the consequences. We always think we're going to be able to get away with it. Or we're always in a position where we somewhat feel invisible based on the occupation
yes!
that we have because we got money. You think you're invisible. But Ocho, boy, when you get in trouble and you're in front of them people and they start ringing off them years, matter of fact, they don't even tell you in years. They tell you in months. They tell you in months. They tell you in months purposely so it don't seem like that long until you add that shit up.
Yeah. Oh, I got 240 months.
That's
man,
it?
There ain't no time. I could do all that time. Man.
Add it up.
Had another homeboy. He got 240 months, Ocho.
Yeah.
He's like, that ain't nothing. He like, hold on. He started counting.
Right.
Oh, they 12 months in a year.
Yeah.
10 years, that's 120 months. Okay, we're going to compound that. That's 20 years. He fainted.
Yeah, yeah.
Judge told the judge, hey, tell him when he wake up, he still got 240 months.
Hey.
Ain't that changing? But, that's what I'm saying, Ocho. What did I tell you? Two people can keep a secret.
Yeah.
Well, I'm got to be dead.
Oh, yeah.
That bookie knew something. How you think they found out about Shohei Ohtani's situation? FBI was investigating the bookie. Guess what?
Shohei got some information. Yeah.
How many years you gonna take off mine? I can do how many years?
Mm-hmm.
I get probation, and what I need to do?
Mm-hmm.
Man, dude came in here. Let me tell you, it was a Wednesday. Okay, let me tell you what. He came in here Wednesday by 4:00.
Telling it all.
Everything. Think I ain't? As a matter of fact, I know his social security number. Wrote it down. Yeah.
Every time we...
That's when you come to me with something...
Yeah.
If it's illegal...
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want nothing to do with that. Yeah. Hey, as a matter of fact, stop talking.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even talk to me about nothing illegal.
Right.
Mm-mm. I had a homeboy. He done got pinched. And you know he ain't got no credit, but you know he wanted him. I need you to do this solid for me. I was like, what? I'm gonna give you this cash.
Oh, whoa.
And you go buy the car for me. I said, oh no. Oh no. Never. Oh, never. Mm-mm.
Oh,
never.
No.
I could never.
Hey.
Because guess what? Guess what's going to happen when he get pinched?
He going to say you bought it for me?
He going to say, my cousin, my homeboy.
Boy.
Oh, he playing the NFL. You know my cousin? You know my homeboy? No, who your homeboy? Who your cousin?
Shannon Sharp.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do tell.
Now you going down.
Because I tried to help him.
Oh, no.
I could never. No.
Oh, man.
Mm-mm.
One thing about it, the streets or the people that do illegal stuff, they always live by this code. Snitching is so bad. Snitching is this, snitching is that. But as soon as you in that room and it's cold and they throw them numbers in front of you, everybody always telling.
Always. They could, a day.
Then Unc, you ain't gonna do no day?
You should have never told me. I could never do nothing for you like that. No way.
Oh, one day you can't do one day?
I done been down there. I ain't trying to go back. I can't do no time. No, man. Hell no.
God damn. Uncle, day number 24 hours.
Yeah. But, hey, think about how it was when you was COVID and how people was losing their mind.
Right,
and
right.
You still could go outside. You right. Just couldn't go into a public building.
Right.
You was free. You could get in your car, drive up and down 95, 16, right. 70. It's
empty.
Imagine you can't go nowhere.
Right.
And I got all this money and I could never do that, Ocho. Please, no. So don't even come with me. Hey, if it ain't on the up and up.
Right.
I don't want no part of it.
No parts of it. I got faith.
Nope.
I feel you.
Oh, no.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.